Good morning, my friends, and welcome to this special time together on the power of positive purpose. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont. Thanking you again for sharing this time with me this morning. Let's explore a great idea about ourselves this morning and start our day in a beautiful way. You know, my friends, right where you are, God is. It was Khalil Gibran who pointed out that God is not in my heart, I am in the heart of God. Ralph Waldo Emerson said we are part of an infinite intelligence that is a circle without circumference, therefore everything is in the center. No matter where you go, you are in the center of universal love, the center of universal intelligence and power. Our awakening state is one that never ends, primarily because the more we know, there's more to know. And as we wake up to a greater idea of ourselves, which is beyond anything the world has to offer, we begin to see that we can see clearly, that we can see with a single eye, that we can begin to think critically from oneness, not just about oneness. Because, my dear friends, you must understand that thinking about greater good will not bring it into your life. It's when you think as greater good thinks that greater good begins to demonstrate as your enhanced event. The love that you seek is ready, willing, and able to become anything you let it become. What's the old song? It said, the love that I give in the hour I live is a measure of the life I lead. What are you giving in this beautiful day? What are you giving to yourself as you start your day today? Someone asked me recently what I thought the greatest art there is, and I shared with them that teaching people how to live at the level of their highest potential is, I feel, the most important of all the arts. It is the key to this experience unfolding as love in action, as attitude in action, as self-understanding in action. Let's look at the concept of attitude this morning. What is your attitude about yourself, about your world, about your possibilities in this thing called life? Attitude, my friends, is the backbone of a positive spiritual, mental, and physical state of awareness. All thinking people know an optimistic attitude toward life evolves vigorously and healthy living. It involves vigorously as healthy living, healthy giving, healthy receiving. Likewise, a negative, pessimistic, tentative approach to life develops limitation and a habit of blaming bad luck or fate on misfortune, on other people, on the stars, on God, on whatever else you think you might blame it on. Because you see, when we wake up and know, we recognize that we are what we think we are. We can do what we think we can do. The only limits we have are limits we're placing on ourselves. Put that in first person and wake up. The only limits you have are limits you are placing on yourself. And if you want to get over there, wherever over there is, you can start right where you are by defining yourself at a higher level. We've all heard the concept, thoughts are things, but remember, you are the thinker that thinks the thought that becomes the thing. You're not the thing and you're not the thought, you're the thinker. So if you start from the thinker is free. Why? Because it's one with God, and the truth of you, one with God, is greater than anything you're moving through. When you know what and who you are, you can move through anything and be unmoved by it. And my dear friends, what a thing you are. What an incredible thing you are. Out of all the universe, the infinite intelligence only made one you. Emerson said if there were two of anything, there wouldn't be any use for one of them. So if you wake up, and I know you are awake, especially if you're driving down the road this morning, I appreciate you starting your day with me, and I would like to share with you something that the master teacher Jesus was quoted as saying, and it's this: it is done unto us as we believe. Now, what does this mean? It means that by way of our belief, we are forever directing the creative power to bring joy or unhappiness as our experience. Now, once we know how important our beliefs are to us, we will be less concerned about what other people are thinking. Because you see, if you let what other people are thinking bother you today, what's bothering you is not what they're thinking, but what's bothering you is what you think they're thinking. So your challenge, my challenge, everyone's challenge, is to know how important our beliefs are to us. We are a seed. We are a seed after its own kind, we are told. The seed of life is what? It is our consciousness. Our consciousness is our thoughts, ideas, words. Our consciousness is the greatness of each person. And the greatness of each person is a thing we cannot see. The power of God in us has us. We are each an equal part in the presence of God within everyone. In Hebrews 11:3, it is written, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Your idea coming forth as you. Emerson said, we are what we think about all day long. If this is true, should we not think about what we think about? And should we not examine our thinking to realize that some of our thinking may not be our thinking? It may be somebody else's thinking we were told to think. I ask my students all the time, is what you think what you think? We change in appearance only by doing what? We change in appearance only by changing our action that produced it. If we change the action that produced it, we know that every action begins as an idea in mind. Ultimately, our own consciousness must be in accord with divine perfection if we would experience abundance, harmony, and health. This eternal gift of life has been proclaimed by the wise, the good, and the great of every age. Every person has the ability to become one with the heartbeat of the infinite and flow with an affirmative attitude. Anyone, my friends, anyone can have a body, life, and world free from dis-ease and see the events of life unfolding in harmony and successful accomplishment. The lack and limitation in our lives cease to exist as we cease to create and nourish them. They wither away. They wither away how? They wither away from lack of thought and lack of belief to sustain them. My question to you today is, are you sustaining experiences in your life that you tell the world you want to be free of, yet you get up every day claiming it, acting as if it's so, and expecting it to be there when you go to bed at night? You have a divine spark within you, my friends. Listen to it. Pay attention to it. Let it out. It is within you and it responds, if you pay attention to it, to the beautiful. You are beautiful in every way. One of the surest ways of drawing closer to God, the great teachers have taught, is to simply enjoy the possibility of beauty in everything you experience. We have a divine healing nature. It is our natural state to be healthy. It is our natural state to be intelligence in action. It is our natural state to manifest as a perfect pattern, unlike any other perfect pattern. The perfect pattern was set forth for a creation of beauty and intelligence. It is also there for maintenance of that creation. It is there for the expression of that creation, from the tiniest grain of sand or snowflake to the truth of you. Someone said once, can't we believe that we have a divine pattern also? You do have a divine pattern, my friends. Pay attention to it. You are an important part of God's creation, or you wouldn't be here. God's life, my dear friends, is your life right now. Always has been, always will be, and it doesn't matter what you call God. It doesn't have an ego problem, so it doesn't care what you call it. But today, accept this infinite intelligence in your life as your life, and know, again, there is a perfect pattern indwelling your nature, and it does all that you let it do by right of consciousness. And as you expand your self-definition, discover ideas and concepts and talent and strength within the new self-definition, and then think like the new discovery thinks, you will find yourself as intelligence unfolding, love unfolding, positive life unfolding, the power of positive purpose in action. It's what my whole book is about. The challenge we all have every day of our life is to know, like a child who has received a magnificent gift, that we are filled with delight in the contemplation of the wonder of God's great provision, not to something outside of itself, but to itself as you, to itself as me, to itself as the Buddhist, to itself as the Baptist. We see rivers and streams and the beauty of God's expression as this beautiful planet, and we allow ourselves to take responsibility for what we see and to give our best to it, and to recognize, as I was standing in a peace march back in the early 70s with Dr. Fenwick Holmes, Ernest Holmes' elder brother, Dr. Ernest Holmes' elder brothers. We were standing there and people were walking by and we were participating, and everyone was saying, what we are saying is give peace a chance. And Dr. Fenwick Holmes, who was in his 90s at the time, looked at me, and I was probably about 30 at the time. And he smiled and he said, I wonder how many of these people demanding peace on earth can get along with the person they live with, can get along with themselves, can get along with people at work, at play. My friends, let there be peace on earth and let it begin with you. Let there be peace on earth and let it begin with everyone, because you see, we cannot have peace unless we see peace, unless we think peace, unless we understand peace. And I'm talking about peace of mind, peace of body. And this experience becomes a celebration of every cell of your body, every fiber of your being. Peace in action as your creativity, as your talent expresses itself. This manifestation is absolutely beautiful as you begin to do what? Synchronize with greater good. Synchronize with opportunity. Synchronize with answers. Synchronize with love and loving experiences. Synchronize with the joy of life. Synchronize with your ability, if you have a challenge, to face it and find an answer, to grow because of it. Synchronize with the wisdom that is within you, that is there, and maybe you haven't tapped into it in a long, long time. But my dear friends, it is there, and all you have to do is let go and let the beautiful happen as you. You see, the law within you doesn't know you're kidding. The law within you doesn't know if you're confused. The law within you only responds to your belief system and manifests it as an event, as body, as the world, as experience. So someone said, well, I would like to demonstrate more abundance in my life. Well, that's wouldn't we all like to demonstrate more abundance? If you affirm and know that it is the Father's good pleasures, we are told to give you the kingdom. As Dr. Ernest Holmes used to say, he would state that premise, it is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. And he says, why don't you open the gift? You know, there's a lot of people out there that have gifts they haven't opened. I don't care how beautiful the box is, open it up and find out what's inside. And maybe you need to open yourself up and find out that there is something within you that is greater than anything you ever dreamed of. There's something within you that is the beautiful, waiting to unfold beyond anything you've ever known before.
Thank you for joining us for The Power of Positive Purpose. This radio program is based on Dr. J. Scott Neal's book by the same title. If you would like to receive a free excerpt, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org/the book. We appreciate you listening and invite you to tune in every Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. right here on KEST 1450 a.m. And now, back to The Power of Positive Purpose with Dr. J. Scott Neal.
So again, let's look at abundance. Abundance is what? Abundance is freedom. Somebody came up recently and said, would you treat that I pay my bills? And I said, no, I'm sorry. We'll treat that you demonstrate freedom, because if you're just treating to pay bills, then bills are your reason for making money. And that's not, well, it's a reason, but maybe there's a better one. And maybe the better one is to manifest as freedom unfolding. Prosperity means freedom. Now, let's look at prosperity and abundance and think about it in terms of a metaphysical idea, in terms of contemplating the idea of abundance and prosperity from the critical expression of oneness. In other words, to think critically from oneness about abundance. Abundance is what? It is a rule of spirit. It isn't something you have to earn. It is a rule of spirit. The great have told us that it is wise to think opulence and not lack. It is wisdom to identify with the riches of what? God's spirit within us. I had a wonderful teacher. He was a former Episcopal priest. His name is Dr. Mark Carpenter. He was our great minister in Phoenix, Arizona for 25, 30 years. And Dr. Mark Carpenter used to point out to his students in classes on abundance, "We have a rich papa." And that's how he would define it to himself. "I have a rich papa. We have a rich father," if you want to use an Orthodox Christian term. "We have a rich intelligence within us that gives and gives and gives as we let it give." Our successful use of the overflowing nature of infinite mind depends in part on how we use our thinking, on our use of our thinking in relationship to our talent. This power that made us out of itself has given to each and every one of us from the beginning unlimited cooperation, unlimited power, unlimited yes. Every person, if they pay attention to it, feels within themselves that they have a special gift. I bet there's not one person listening to this program this morning that sometime in your life have not recognized and celebrated the fact that within you is a special gift. Those who pay attention to it, discover it, and then give the gift to the world, I think are the happiest people that you will ever meet anywhere. But this is something you need to understand, my friends. Don't go backwards and go on a guilt trip. If the gift within you has not appeared at the level that you know it can, give it permission to come forth beginning today. Start now. Deal with what you can deal with. You see, you can change your mind about yesterday and understand that yesterday was yesterday and there was a lot of stuff in yesterday. If you had it to do over again, you would have made another choice, but you didn't. So now it's your point to recognize that maybe there is a road less traveled in front of you today, and maybe that road less traveled is one of allowing yourself to feel within yourself the special gift of yourself and take the road that special gift is encouraging you to take. Some people write well, others paint, others draw. The people who paint and draw, these wonderful, talented people who are able to do that, they do it in terms of line and colors. Other people direct themselves into business and they become an artist of business. They go into commerce. Some people decide to be homemakers and the art of parenting. Some people say yes to all the things that their heart desires, because as I have been teaching for 34 years at the center in Fremont, all your dreams are waiting for you to come true. And if you don't know how to come true in relationship to your dreams, take a class. Listen to this program every time it's on the air. Go to our website and click on it if you want to hear it again. And, all of these programs, you can click on the website and hear. You can find yourself in any kind of situation where you are waking up to a greater possibility of yourself. Now, God has given you the power to get what? To get understanding about the truth of yourself, let it turn into wisdom and manifest as wealth. We're not dealing with an exaggerated universe, my friends, because there's nothing exaggerated about it. It only has itself to turn into, and the level in which it turns into it as you is dependent upon how you think and what you think. and how you give and how you receive. The achievement of successful abundance is the use you make of your natural gift, of your natural talent. Now, if you want to unfold today, if you want to unfold in the right way, to evolve, to be abundance unfolding, know with me right now that infinite mind, divine intelligent, the life of the universe is your life right now. Know with me that abundance, the abundance of good, is your inheritance. Infinite intelligence does not give you just a little bit of its kingdom. It gives you all of it. Material things are yours by right of consciousness. Wisdom is yours by right of consciousness. Peace and joy are yours by right of consciousness. Health is yours by right of consciousness. And remember, God in you, as you, is you. Your natural state is health. God is also doctors and medicine and nurses and medical understanding. It is all God. And if you need anything you need to manifest a healthier you, know that you're synchronizing with God as everything you need in the right time, in the right way, unfolding as your greatest good, which is health, which is happiness. Now, indwelling intelligence allows you, if you pay attention to it and think as it thinks as you, you begin to understand very clearly that you are guiding yourself from a higher idea, a higher expression, from the finest talent within you and letting it get better. Open your mind today. Open your mind and heart to receive richly from this abundant universe, and give thanks today, my friends. Give thanks for its manifestation in your life as your life. Something wonderful is happening today. Why not go out and find out what it is? And if you do that, recognize as you're doing it that what you're looking for is looking for you. What you're seeking is yourself. Truth is not truth unless it leads you to yourself. I had an Eastern teacher once who set me down, and we were having a conversation about East and West, and I knew he was teaching in the East and West, and I said, tell me the difference in Eastern students and Western students. And he looked at me and smiled, and he said to me, the problem with many students in the West is they make the teacher more important than the teaching, the symbol more important than what it symbolizes, and the book more important than what it contains. Dear friends, truth is not truth unless it leads you to you. Find yourself. Find the greatness within yourself beyond anything you've ever known before. And when you find it, give thanks that it's there and then act as if it is. Dr. Ernest Holmes said once, it's not our purpose just to be born again. It's our purpose to be born again and again and again and again and again. Why? Because every day is a new opportunity to be the best we know how to be. And yesterday's understanding is not good enough for today. This is why everyone needs a teacher. The great teachers need teachers. Never stop studying, my friends. Probably the best thing one of the best things I learned in the beginning of my study of metaphysical understanding is the more I know, the more I know there's more to know. And that thought is creative all the time. It's creating something. What are we told? Let the mind be in you. It was also in what? Emerson? Let the mind be in you that was in Jesus. Let the mind be in you that was in Aristotle. Let the mind be in you that was in Lao Tse. Let the mind be in you that was in the great thinkers of the age. And all of the great thinkers and all experience have all seen the truth of self. And you know what? Every great mystical mind agreed with each other. Not one contradicted each other, both East and West. Today you can understand. You can understand not only a greater idea of yourself, but you can also appreciate the discipline that accompanies it, the discipline of keeping your thoughts centered on the goodness of this universe that is within you, and let go of any doubt, any fear, any reasons for feeling less than the best today, and move forward with a new mental equivalent and action. Again, Thomas Troard one of the great early teachers of New Thought, pointed out that if we want to remove a negative experience in our life, we must remove the mental equivalent of that experience and replace it with a mental equivalent of the experience we wish to experience. This is directing your thought. This is directing your thought in the right way. This is understanding the goodness within you, a sense of unity with the wonderful teaching of all the great teachers, both East and West, and demonstrate in your life that it's good enough to be true. Rise above appearance. Embody in your thought the full nature of infinite perfection in you. Your experience today, my friends, is fashioned in accord with the pattern of your thinking. Let your thinking be beautiful. This is why I wanted this radio program on early in the morning, so it can be beautiful for you and allow you to see opportunity you may not have allowed yourself to see without experiencing this program. You see, the opportunity is given to every individual everywhere, but we need to do something. We must turn to that inner kingdom and let its ideas of truth, harmony, goodness permeate our thought, direct our emotions, direct our creativity, direct the way we choose to be today and every day. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont, thanking you for sharing this time with me this morning, inviting you to join with us every Sunday morning at 9:30 and 11:30, every Wednesday evening at 7:30. Our address is 40155 Blakeow Road in Fremont, California. Come down the Nimitz Freeway to Stevenson in Fremont. Go toward the Hills 3 blocks. You'll be at Blakeow and Stevenson. Take a right and you'll be in our parking lot.
We are right behind the Arco station.
We would love to see you. And if you come see us, say hello to me and let me know that you heard about it on the radio. Thank you for sharing this time with me this morning. And let the power of positive purpose again be your wonderful way.
If you need a midweek spiritual lift, join us for our Wednesday evening lecture series. In June, we are talking about letting go. Tonight, Wednesday, June 17th at 7:30 p.m., the incomparable Dr. J. Scott Neal is speaking on the topic of let go and let health. On Wednesday, June 24th at 7:30 p.m., we move into summer with a special World Peace Meditation. And our lecture that evening is entitled, Children as Teachers of Peace. For more information, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org. And again, if you would like to receive a free excerpt of Dr. J. Scott Neal's book, The Power of Positive Purpose, log on to www.csl-fremont.org/the book. And of course, you can catch Dr. J right here every Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. on KEST Radio, 1450 a.m.